The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
This is Joe Galusik. I am going to tell you here that I'm not bringing a message today for you. Instead, I am going to introduce a guest speaker. His name is Brother Mike Walker. He is the pastor of the Millsite Baptist Church of Cottageville, West Virginia. The address is 8115 Ripley Road in Cottageville, West Virginia, 25239. They have a website, millsitebaptistchurch.com, M-I-L-L-S-I-T-E, baptistchurch.com. I hope you're going to enjoy this message. I believe you are. If you like the truth, if you like the gospel, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel is always glorious. Please enjoy. Brother Mike has come up from North Carolina to live and to pastor here in West Virginia. I've heard him a couple of times in person at the Sovereign Grace Chapel, and a couple of times on tape and CD. Enjoy the gospel. Thank you.
Today I want us to be looking in 1 Kings chapter 10, reading verses 1 through 13. Before we read this, I want to quote a text from Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, which actually has reference to this text. Our Lord said, the Queen of the South, that's what we're going to look at this today, and that can be the title of the message, the Queen of the South, shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And that's what I want us to look at, where our Lord made reference to this text. I want us to try to look at it here today in 1 Kings chapter 10. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train and camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all of her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said unto the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came. And mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and spices, very great store, and precious stones. There was no more, and there came no more such abundance of spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. As we look at this passage about this Queen of Sheba, the Queen of the South, who came this great distance to meet Solomon, this great king, who's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. First thing we see is she heard. How she heard, we don't know. News didn't travel like it does today. She didn't have the internet, but it said she heard. It said that she heard in verse 6 a true report. And the gospel is often presented as a true report. This is what she heard. She said she heard the fame of Solomon. That fame had spread that far. People were talking about this king that reigned in Jerusalem. The temple that he was building. All the material that David had got together for Solomon to build this temple. She heard from many witnesses. And the news, this news had reached to where she was. She heard. I can hear somebody say, have you heard about that man Solomon up in Jerusalem? The wisdom that he has? The temple that he's building? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To a person hears, they will never come. They must hear about Christ who reigns. They must hear about him and all of his glory. Faith comes by hearing. This is God's ordained means. And until she heard, she'd have never came. It said that she heard all of his fame. She heard about Solomon's glory. All of his glory. All of his riches. All of his servants. All of his beauty and the temple. Oh, the magnificence of that temple. And she heard of the greatness of his house. She had never heard anything like this before. Don't you know that she probably thought they must be exaggerating? He really can't be that great. He really can't be that glorious. And when you first hear the gospel, that's questions that you ask. Can he really be that glorious? Can he really be that majestic? That's what she heard. She heard concerning something else, the name of the Lord. The queen, she heard about this king who knew God, concerning the name of his God, all of his knowledge of God, and the message that Solomon preached. We don't think about it a lot, King Solomon being a preacher. He wrote Song of Solomon, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes 1:1 says, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. What a preacher. What did he preach? He preached Christ and him crucified. Exalted him. It's not what he did, but it's what he said. No man ever spake like Christ. No man ever spake like this man. She heard of his wisdom. Wisdom. He was the wisest and the richest man that ever lived. What touched her heart and what made her do this great trip was the name of God. She heard that Solomon, that king, that preacher, knew God. How are we to hear, says God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the world. She heard, and when she heard, and she heard, she didn't just some passing words, she heard. How do we know she heard? She came. Faith. We are justified by faith without works. James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. How do we know she believed? She came. She believed. I've got to go meet this man. I've got to go meet him. Some believe she traveled some 1,500 miles. And some say if you would travel 20 miles a day on a camel, it would take you 75 days. 2.5 months traveling to go see and meet this man. And those people in our Lord's day wouldn't listen, wouldn't give him the time of day, same way today. Men have no use for Christ. They have no use for his gospel. But it didn't matter to her. That's why our Lord said she'll rise in judgment against those people. She said, I went, I heard, I saw. She came personally. She heard and she made the trip. I've got to go meet this man. She wouldn't stop till she met him, the one she had heard about. Coming to Christ is not coming to a doctrine. It is coming to a person. She's coming. It is not just believing in the Scriptures. It's believing in the person of the Scriptures. It would be like someone standing beside the road and reading the signs that pointed to the city of refuge. He may say, I believe what the sign says. I believe that there's a city of refuge. And I believe if any man ever entered into that city, he would be safe. And never enters it. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. You die outside the city of refuge, which is a picture of Christ, you'll perish. Salvation is by coming to and bowing to this king. She could say, well, I've heard of Solomon. I believe he's a great man. But I just don't think he's worth my time to make the trip. If you believe he's the king, full of wisdom and grace and mercy, you'll make the trip. You'll make the trip. When a man is thirsty, he is not satisfied with studying the depth of how deep the well is. That's what some people do. That's all they look at God's word is. A man that is thirsty, if he's really thirsty, he won't be satisfied till he gets to water. David said, as the heart pants after the water, but my soul pants after thee. When a man is hungry, he doesn't just study recipes. He's got to eat because he's hungry. She must have been hungry. She must have been thirsty. She made the sacrifice to come. Our Lord said, you count the cost. Our Lord said, if you love your father and mother, your children, and your own life more than me, you can't be my disciple. If you love anything more, look what she left. This woman's not just there, she's a queen. And she's willing to make that trip based on what she's heard, what somebody else told her. She heard. And she came, and she came. She said, I want to ask him some questions. I got some questions I want to ask him. I got some questions that nobody else can answer. And I need some answer to the questions. It said she came to prove him with hard questions. She didn't come to talk about how to run a government, how to make more money, how to get rid of my enemies. She wanted to know something about eternal matters. Things that have to do with the heart. This is not some debate of minds. She come to ask him questions. A lot of people like to debate the Scriptures. They want to prove to you how much they know. And that don't get anywhere. That doesn't help anybody. She asked these questions. What were some of the questions that she probably asked him? Job asked some of these questions. How can a man be just with God? How can a man that's lost be just with God? How can a man that's be clean that's born of a woman? Who can stand in God's presence? I want to know this answer to this question. Job asked, if a man die, will he live again? I can see her asking Solomon these questions. I need to know the answer to these. How is it that God knows everything, but he also says, I never knew you? How is it that God says he never forgets, but he says, your sins I will remember no more? Would you answer that question for me? Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? She knew that she did not have the answer to these questions, but she knew he did. That's why she came. I can see her on her long trip. I can see her. I can see her thinking, boy, I want to ask him about this. I'm going to ask him about this. Nobody else has the answer. Let me tell you, if you have a question, Christ is the answer for everything. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. When it speaks of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, it's not talking about a characteristic. It's talking about a person. She stands in the street. That's talking about him. It all points to him. What are some questions that you may have? She heard, she came, she asked, and she saw. You imagine what she saw. She never saw anything like this before. He's altogether lovely. You imagine people trying to describe to her what Solomon was like. Imagine it. And we, in our feeble attempts, show men from the Scriptures what Christ is like. And only God can enable you to see. She saw. She saw all of his wisdom. He said, how do you see wisdom? She saw it. She didn't just hear it. She saw it. As I've already mentioned, 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. She saw the house he built. She saw the temple. What a temple. What a place of worship. That represents the church. God's dwelling, where he dwells in the midst of her. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. He saw it. She saw it by faith. That's how you see. That's how you see. You cannot compare the splendor of his house. Listen, in Ruth 4:11, and all the people that were in the gate, and all the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make this woman, make Ruth, that is come into thy house like the house of Rachel and Leah, who were wives of Jacob's, which two did build the house of Israel. That's what she saw. You see it by faith. It's all in Christ. That's his house. This is my house. It's his building. She just saw the meat of his table. She saw what they feasted upon. They feast upon Christ. He's the table. He's the feast. He prepares a table in the presence of his enemies. And she saw what they feasted upon. We feast upon him. She saw the sitting of his servants. They were all sitting at his table. Reminds me of Mephibosheth, lame on both of his feet, but he sat at the king's table continually. And sitting at the king's table, you couldn't see his lame legs. She saw his servants. All sitting around. She saw the ministers. Everything was done decently and in order. There's no confusion. She saw their apparel, what they wore. Look what they wear. What do we wear? We wear the white robes of his righteousness. She saw it. Look at them. She saw all this. All this. And all of it honors him. They're all clothed in the same righteousness. She saw his cupbearers. There was an abundant supply. David said, my cup runs over. And then she saw the ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. She watched him go. She had never seen anyone worship like this. You imagine watching Solomon as he goes to worship. She saw the reverence and all the subjects of the Lord, and she took note of it. It's different. We worship him in spirit and in truth. And she'd always, you know, everywhere she went, she saw people claim to worship their gods. But I've never seen anybody worship God like this. His name is holy. He's reverent. Reverent and holy is his name. She took note of who and how he worshiped. He worships God. And let me tell you this, our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. She saw. She heard. She came. She asked. And she saw. And after she saw this, it said, let me read verse 5, in the meat of his table, in the sitting of his servants, in the attendance of his ministers, in their apparel, in the cupbearers, in his ascent, by which he went up into the house of the Lord. And when she saw all this, there was no more spirit in her. You know what? She just breathtaking. If she could speak, she'd say, I've never seen anything in my life like this. Nothing. She said it was a true report, but she said the hive has not been told. We see through a glass darkly, but we can't even comprehend what it's going to be like when we actually see him with undimmed eyes. To see him. And I tell you, if you ever see Christ, he's breathtaking. She was speechless, just overwhelmed. When we get a glimpse of who he is, and we see who we are, we don't have anything to say. We're like Isaiah, I'm a man of unclean lips. She said, it's a true report. But she said, I don't want you to see this. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. You can't explain this. Someone said, the Queen of Sheba prided herself upon her magnificence. She's a queen. Till she came to Jerusalem and had seen Solomon in all of his glory. He that had been introduced to the Lord of all and has had communion with him will never think highly of himself again. I'm nothing. I thought I was something till I met him. And that's what all of us think. We think we're something till we meet him. The loftiest of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Job said, I've heard thee by the hearing of the ear. That's what she did. She had heard. But now mine eyes seeth thee. And wherefore? And this will always be the response. I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. I guarantee you this, this queen was never the same. And our Lord said she's going to rise in judgment. She's going to stand as a witness against those people who would not come to Christ, a greater than Solomon is here. Her confession, she said, the half was not told me. Verse 7. Howbeit, I believed not the words till I came, and mine eyes have seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants. They're blessed, which stand continually before thee, and that, boy, this is it, and that hear thy wisdom. They're blessed. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee. God only delights in one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, to set thee on the throne of Israel. Where did she learn this? By coming to Solomon. Because the Lord loved Israel, the elect of God forever. Therefore, may he be king. Why? Because God loved Israel, chose them in Christ to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and spices, very great store and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba brought to King Solomon. She heard. She came. She asked. She saw. And she confessed. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. She confessed who he was. How did she learn this? Somebody answered her questions. She saw him, not just with physical eyes. She saw him by faith. This is how we believe, by faith. May God enable you to hear. If you hear, God gives you ears to hear, that you may come to him. Not coming to the front of a church, not coming to a doctrine, but it's coming to a person. And whatever question you have, you ask him. How in the world can a man be just with God? Only in Christ. That is the only way. May God use this message by his grace to speak to your heart, and I pray that he would bring you to himself. May God bless you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.